The biggest breakthrough in the war on terror might not have been the death of Osama bin Laden, but rather the information seized from his compound. Now the CIA has possession of USB drives, hard drives, and other forms of electronic information. Joining us to explain the task now before the CIA is Dr. Darren Hayes. He's a digital forensics expert and computer information systems program chair at Pace University. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Okay, so suppose you're the CIA, and you've got this treasure trove of really hardware, a litter of stuff. Where do you begin?
Well, you begin by safely collecting all that information. So probably they would have already have gone in there with computer forensics examiners. It appears that they did have very high-tech biometric devices that they took into the compound to quickly identify bin Laden and anybody else that they may have been looking for. So I'm assuming that they probably brought computer forensics examiners as well who could safely contain these devices. One of the most important things with containing devices is that you do not, for example, if you're collecting cell phones, make sure that they are securely stored in a Faraday box or in a paraben stronghold bag, something like that, so that there's no connection to a network, so that nobody can remotely remove data from that.
Let's talk a bit about how digital forensics works and how it has developed over the years. A lot of the stuff you would assume has a lot of really strong encryption codes involved. Is that breakable? I mean, how does that work, really?
That's one of the problems here is that everybody, you know, when they hear about so many different devices being captured there, you know, we have to stand back for a second and say many of these devices may be encrypted. We do know that compact discs, for example, that were seized from Al-Qaeda operatives previously were encrypted. And so if there was encryption running, and we have to remember that many of Al-Qaeda are very technically advanced, and they probably did use encryption. And I'm assuming that these USB devices that were used, carried by the courier, used by bin Laden, were probably encrypted, which would make it extremely difficult for investigators to crack that.
And therefore, it sounds as if you're saying that what we're hearing that they got, this treasure trove, this bountiful amount of information, may actually not be all that yielding.
It's difficult to say, but one thing I could say is that if they found any devices that were still turned on, for example, a computer, they would have probably done an extraction of information from that computer while it's still on, because shutting down that computer and any USB devices attached to that would enable the encryption if, for example, they had BitLocker or BitLocker to go running on that system.
It also strikes me that they seem to save a lot of stuff that the average person might have deleted, like outtakes from bin Laden's messages to the world, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I was watching this over the weekend thinking, I would have just thrown that away. Why are they saving that? So that actually would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yes. Any kind of information, you know, computer. One of the great things about computer forensics is that it does bring back any kind of deleted messages, whether files or messages were deleted a month ago or even a couple of years ago. They can still be found on a computer. And, you know, when we're talking about evidence, you know, evidence can be stored on any kind of storage device. You know, we often think about a regular computer on a desk, but we have to remember that an iPod, an Xbox, a TiVo box have all historically, you know, been involved in investigations.
And is it possible also that people can store things online in any number of places that you could access, but which weren't locally stored there?
Absolutely. And just to give you an example of how technically advanced Al-Qaeda was, they had actually set up their own browsers. They've developed their own ISP for mobile phones. They have their own websites. They send messages to each other in encrypted format. So they are very technically advanced. And when you look at many of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, you know, they've all had very strong college backgrounds, many of which, you know, were studied in the U.S. or in Britain.
We are talking with Darren Hayes, a digital forensics expert and computer information systems program chair at Pace University, which actually makes me ask about the specialty of digital forensics. Is this relatively new, or has it evolved very much over the past 10, 15 years? Where does that stand as far as the technology is concerned?
Sure. Well, computer forensics has been around for a while. I believe the first computer forensics capability was with the CART program at the FBI in the 1980s. But really, it's only become more important in recent times. The expertise still isn't there. In this country isn't producing enough computer science graduates today. But it is still an evolving field and changing very rapidly. Because when you think of how many iPads, for example, have come onto the market in the last year or two, you have to develop a whole new software to image those devices. And so with the proliferation of so many mobile devices, it becomes more and more difficult. Probably only about 40% of cell phones in the market today can be properly imaged using computer forensics.
And so, therefore, again, making an assumption here, but would you think that the CIA is not trying to do this alone, but calling experts all across government and maybe even in academia to help them decipher what it is they've got their hands on?
Absolutely. I'm sure that they're using a lot of computer forensics examiners from a number of different agencies. So, for example, the U.S. Secret Service has a very, very strong competency in computer forensics, as does the FBI. So I'm sure they're calling on other experts, and especially if encryption is involved with the evidence that they've seized.
And if the feds were to reach out to you, what would your piece of advice be?
Well, I'm sure that they would do a terrific job, but my advice is that you obviously never work with the original evidence, that you make two copies of everything that you work with. You safely contain all of those devices. So, for example, put computers into anti-static bags. You put your cell phones into either an arson can or a stronghold bag. You work with copies of those devices and not with the original devices. But it's difficult to say with not knowing the specifics of each device that was seized.
Darren Hayes is a digital forensics expert and computer information systems program chair at Pace University. Dr. Hayes, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.